Hey, working moms. Before we jump into today's episode, I want to tell you why I'm intentionally resharing this one right now. We are in the heart of the holiday season. The calendars are full, the expectations are high, and even things that are supposed to feel joyful can start to feel very rushed, heavy, or like it's just something else to manage, right? Every single year, without fail, working moms tell me the same thing. I don't want to hustle my way through the holidays. I want to actually be present for them. And yet this is the time of year where presence feels hardest. Even when you take time off of work, your mind is still racing. Even when you're home with your family, part of you is thinking about what's next, what's undone, or what you should be doing instead. That's why this episode matters so much right now. This conversation isn't about creating a perfect holiday or adding more to your plate. It's about understanding what presence really means, why joy depends on it, and how to get your mind and your body in the same place at the same time during the season that pulls you in 100 different directions. If you've ever gotten to the end of the holidays and thought, man, that went by fast, or I feel like I missed it, then this episode is going to resonate deeply. So as you listen, I want you to think about where you want to be truly present this season. Not perfectly, not all the time, but the moments that matter most to you. Are you ready? Let's get to it. Welcome to the Ambitious and Balanced Working Moms Podcast, your go-to resource for integrating your career ambitions with life as a mom. I'm distilling down thousands of coaching conversations I've had with working moms just like you, along with my own personal experience as a mom of two, and sharing the most effective tools and strategies to help you quickly feel calm, confident, and in control of your ambitious working mom life. You ready? Let's get to it. Hello, hello, working moms. I know we are just a few weeks away from Christmas, not even that, I think, but I am writing this podcast just the day after Thanksgiving break, and I am smiling at all of the wonderful things that happened over this break. I actually asked my husband and my daughter this morning when we were sitting on the couch. It was like 6:30 in the morning, and my daughter had just gotten up, and it was just the three of us. And so I asked him, hey, what was your favorite Thanksgiving break moment? Like, if you just had to pick a moment, what was it? And my daughter actually, she cracked me up because without hesitation, she said, playing Woodburr. Now, Woodburr is a game on your phone. It's like an app. It's a math game, actually. So there's, you know, some educational components to it. But my aunt actually introduced it to her, and she literally played a total of like an hour, maybe, over our Thanksgiving break. And that is what she pointed out. We had like a whole week together of all of these amazing memories. And that's what she pointed out. It makes me laugh because in her mind, it was like such a treat because we don't let our kids at this point play games on the computer or on our phones. We don't have any game consoles yet, anything like that. And so anytime they get to play games like that, it's like a special treat for her, right? So it just makes me crack up that that's what she chose. But my husband talked about food, and there was a lot of food that we cooked together. Actually, we cooked for a Thanksgiving that happened at our house. We cooked at a Thanksgiving that happened at my mom's house, which was a lot of fun. But I think for me, the thing that brought me the most joy this Thanksgiving break, like my absolute favorite holiday moment, was chopping down our Christmas tree, which we did the Sunday after Thanksgiving, and getting all the decorations out when we got home. And then the kids, it's really the kids helping me put the ornaments on the tree. That was my absolute favorite part. It was really, really special this year because my kids are now like 7 and 10, and they're at that really like magical age where Christmas is so delightful to them, right? Everything about Christmas is delightful. And now that they're a little bit older, they kind of know all of our traditions and they can anticipate them. And so they're excited every time we would get something out, like they can remember this thing that they see every Christmas, and they anticipate it's coming, and so many wonderful things. So oftentimes their like interest in helping me decorate like tapers out. Like it starts really strong and it tapers out. But both of them were like in it with me all the way through the end. And it just brought so much joy to my heart. And I find myself just smiling as I think about that. And even as I just share the story right now. And I think this is a good segue for what we're going to talk about here today, because the number one thing that I hear from you, the Ambitious and Balanced community, in terms of what you want over the holidays is presence, right? You just want to be present during the holiday season. You don't want to rush through it. You want to enjoy it. You don't want to feel overwhelmed by it. You don't want to have to work and hustle your way through it. You want to actually be present and enjoy the magic of the holidays. And it reminds me of a conversation that I have a lot with women in this community. A lot of my clients, they have the most amazing life, and yet they're not experiencing joy, right? They have the job, they have the house, they have the spouse, they have the kids, they have all the stuff, they have enough money for the things that they want. And they literally have arrived at the dream that they had for themselves 15 or 20 years ago. And yet they're not experiencing joy. And what we know is that joy is connected to presence, right? You cannot enjoy your life and feel absent from it. Joy comes when you are feeling present in your life. And so today we're going to talk about being present during the holidays so that you can actually enjoy the life, enjoy the magic, enjoy the festivities. But I want you to know, if you're one of these women that has it all and you know it, right? But you are feeling disconnected from the joy of your life, I want you to know that you are not alone. This is so common for ambitious women, and I don't want you to settle for it. You get one life, one chance to live your best life, and it doesn't matter how amazing or how wonderful your life is. If you aren't experiencing the joy in it and loving it and feeling all of the good feelings that come with your life, then we have to start coaching together, my friend. You don't need to change jobs or circumstances or make more money or be on a different team or move closer to your family or get your spouse to do more around the house or whatever. You just need to fall back in love with yourself and your life. And I know exactly how to walk you through that process. That is the work that I do with my one-on-one clients. And I have a spot for you, okay? But you're going to want to lock in that spot right now. I have opened up my calendar this week to talk to you and ensure, to help you ensure that 2025 is the year that you fall in love with your life and receive all of the goodness that your life has to offer. To talk to me and schedule that free breakthrough call, if you haven't done that yet, you can just simply go to my website at RebeccaOlsonCoaching.com. All right. So for the rest of this episode today, I want to focus on what it takes to be present during the holidays. Now, I put a survey out to my email list and on social media. Make sure you are on my email list if you're not, because I do tend to ask for your insight. I get podcast suggestions. I offer free ways that you can get support from me. So you can always find the link to getting on my website in the show notes. So make sure that you do that. But I sent out this survey. It was actually a while ago. It was kind of in early November. And I got a bunch of response from working moms about their experience during the holidays and what they would like to experience during the holidays and the sort of the changes that they want to make this year. And overwhelmingly, working moms said that they were already feeling stressed because of the multiple to-do lists and the pressures of making the holidays feel magical for their family and their kids. And then in some form or another, everyone that took the survey really said what they really wanted instead was to simply enjoy the season. They want to be present. They didn't want to get to the end of the holidays and feel like they missed it. They didn't want a vacation from their vacation, right? Now, I know many of you joined my free WhatsApp holiday community. This was something that I started actually before Thanksgiving as a way to support you and the working mom community in making sure your holidays were stress-free, that you actually enjoyed your holiday experience. And it was a place for us to kind of ideate together and support each other as a community. There's actually still time to join that. If you want to, you can go to the show notes and click on the link about the free WhatsApp community, and you can find me there. I would love to continue to support you all the way up to the Christmas holiday. But as I've heard some stories from some of the ladies in that group who were making commitments to not work over, in this case, over the Thanksgiving holiday, what they were telling me was that they were in fact not working. They were committing to that time. They were committing to be with their family, but what their mind was doing was something else. They were so worried about the things that they were not doing and the emails that they were behind on. And one woman even described it as being like she had the worst case of the Sunday scaries on the Sunday after Thanksgiving because she had committed to not working and she knew she had hundreds of emails to respond to come Monday morning, right? So making that commitment not to work during the holidays, it's the first step to truly taking back your joy and being able to be more present during the holidays. But if you don't also know how to control your mind and the anxieties in your mind, then you are still likely not going to be present and feel like you missed out, right? So I have a way of thinking about presence and describing it so simply. I'm going to share it with you in just a moment here, but it's really unlike any other way that I've ever heard it described. Because when I start talking to my clients about being present, I often follow up with this question. Well, what does that really mean to you? It's one of my favorite questions because just like balance is sort of this nebulous, sort of subjective word, like balance kind of means something to you, it means something to me. I sort of think presence can be that as well, right? So I usually hear an answer like this when I ask. They'll tell me like, well, when I'm with my kids, I don't want to be thinking about work and feeling anxious about work and worried about work and all the things that I haven't done or a conversation that just happened at work that day. I want to actually be with my kids. And then when I'm at work, I don't want to be thinking about kids and wishing that I was spending more time with them and thinking about how I'm letting them down and all the things, right? Totally get it. So here's how I like to define presence, okay? It's when your brain and your body are in the same place at the same time. Isn't that so good? It's such a clear definition and goal when you think about presence. It's your brain and your body in the same place at the same time. Being present is when your brain, which means like your thoughts, the words that are going through your head, that's what I mean by your brain. It's when those thoughts and then your body, that's like where your physical body is located, is essentially in the same room together, right? You're simply thinking about the same thing, the thing that's directly in front of you. When you're with your kids, you're not thinking about how dirty the house is and how you wish your husband would have cleaned up more, or you're not thinking about the dinner you're going to make tonight, or how long do I have to play with you until I can get up and like check my email? No. When you are with your kids, you are enjoying the moment. You are relishing in the experience. Your heart feels open. It feels full of presence. Sometimes I like to call these moments like the everyday memory-making moments of life, right? Or on the other side, flip side, right? When you're at work and you've got like 10 things that you want to get done today and you have like 100 emails that you got to get through, you're not simultaneously trying to plan your vacation to Hawaii. Or think about paying your bills that you haven't paid yet, or sending a text to your nanny to see how your kid is doing, or you're not like Christmas shopping on Amazon deals. You're instead focused right here on work, doing your best work, relishing in how valuable and amazing you are to your company. During the holidays, your mind has about 100 additional things that it can be thinking about and distracted by. And some of those things are like physical things, like how clean your house is, or the pile of dishes that are in the sink, or your to-do list that's extra long, or the gifts that haven't been purchased yet, or the holiday cards that are sitting there and they're like not addressed. You got to address them, right? And then some of those things, some of those distractions are more like mindsets or perspectives or even expectations of those things, right? It's the worry you have that you're not meeting expectations. It's that when your in-laws walk in the door, they're going to comment on the lack of cleanliness and how that's going to make you feel. Or it's your family and what they think or how they're going to think when you decide or tell them that you've decided that you're not making the several hour drive for the holiday meal this year. You've just decided to stay home with your like immediate family. Or it's the feeling of failing your kids because you can't volunteer at the school holiday party. And you want to make sure that you get the perfect gifts for them so that they feel the surprise and the magic of Christmas morning, right? Mental distractions are also around work, right? The fact that you know your coworkers are working later than you, taking less vacation than you, maybe because they don't have kids, and then you feel bad because you're not really pulling your weight like they are, right? Or even if you've decided to be off work and not check your email and not have your notifications on for like several days during your vacation, it's that feeling of dread that the when you get back into work, you already feel behind, you already feel anxious about all the things that you have to do. Like, these are all distractions. These are the mental and physical distractions that are robbing you from your ability to be present, not just during the holiday season, but life. I said it like this last week, and I truly believe when it comes to work-life balance, the holidays are like a small little microcosm for the rest of your life, meaning the kinds of things that tend to distract you and keep you from being present during the holidays, like the worries, the anxieties, the clutter, the expectations, or the worrying about your coworkers who don't have any kids and what they're thinking, whatever it is that you worry about and that keep you from being present during the holidays is also what keeps you from being present during the other 11 months out of the year. Okay, so while we're talking about this in relation to the holidays, I want you to zoom out a bit and see that there's a pattern. And that's why the clients that work with me, as they learn to take back control of their time and their schedule and their priorities and their energy and their expectations during their normal season of life, they come back to me and they tell me how different their holidays feel and how well it went because of all of the work that we did together. Right? Because if I could teach you how to be off work and be totally present for a week-long vacation you have in June, that skill set that you learn there, how to do that, where you really truly focus your mind and let go, it's the same skill set and focus that you need in order to be present during the holidays. Right? Coaching is holistic. I don't want you to just feel balanced and in control and happy and confident today while we're working together. I want you to experience that outside of coaching and beyond our coaching relationship, right? I want to teach you the skill set. I want to literally shift your behavior so that you can live your best life beyond our time of coaching together. So let's talk about getting your mind and your body in the same place at the same time during the holidays. Like, what is actually required in order to do that? It's a great question. So here's the thing. I could help you to learn effective time management, how to get more done in less time, which is going to help your ability to be present. It's going to make that a whole lot easier for you. And for sure, I do that with my clients. We discuss lots of time management strategies. I teach them results-focused calendaring and time blocking based on results, all of which is going to help you be more productive than you are today, for sure. But the true freedom that you seek is learning how to be present no matter how many things you have on your to-do list or how many emails you have waiting for you or how many things you need to accomplish today, right? When we coach together, I teach you both. I teach you how to be more effective with your time so that distractions happen less and less frequently. And I teach you how to be in control of your mind so you can bring it back to your body to be present and focused on demand. And one of the keys to doing this is to successfully decide your focus for this moment, right? If you decide in this moment, like for this chunk of time, I'm going to bake cookies with my daughter. Like that's your focus. Whenever your brain wants to offer to you that you should be doing something else, you start worrying about something that's coming up, or you start thinking about dinner you have to make, or a comment that someone in your family is going to make, or how a recent email you sent is going to be received, right? Something like that. You can bring it back to your decided focus, which is right now I'm making cookies with my daughter. And this is exactly where I'm meant to be, or I want to be, where I'm supposed to be. I've chosen this. Right? Because part of the problem is that you actually haven't committed to the results that you want for any specific period of time during these holidays, right? And so your brain wants to offer to you all the time that you should be doing something different with your time than what you're doing, right? It's kind of helping you by offering you like a slew of thoughts about the things that you're not doing and things to be worried about and things to be anxious about because you haven't told it what to focus on. So it's kind of focusing on all of it on some level. It's focusing on the things that feel the hardest or have the most urgency to them. So if you're sitting down to do holiday cards and you need to like finish them right now, this is the chunk of time, you got to get them in the mail, it's time, and that's your decided focus. Right? Whenever your brain is telling you that you should really be doing something with kids and they have been sitting and watching TV for far too long, you get to remind your brain like the goal of this time, the focus of this time was finishing these holiday cards. This is the best, highest use of my time. when it's the weekend and you've decided to be off, and like you've turned off your email and you've told your team you're unavailable and you are just present to enjoy the weekend festivities, and your brain starts to wander and it worries about all the things that you're kind of missing at work. And if people are sort of picking up the slack for you and you start sort of feeling guilty about that, you get to remind your brain of that focus and your commitment to your family and the festivities, right? Getting your brain and your body in the same place at the same time starts with a commitment to where you want your body to be, okay? Do you want it to be with your daughter baking cookies? Or do you want it to be on the computer finishing the holiday card? Or do you want it to be on your phone attending a deadline at work? Being present means not multitasking. Let me say that again for the people in the back, right? To be present means not to multitask. Because when you're multitasking, your focus is literally split. You're splitting your focus between multiple tasks at the same time. And that's where that word comes from, right? Now, of course, just because you've made a commitment and you've decided like a focus for a period of time, like a chunk of time, that doesn't mean that you're not going to have distractions coming at you. Of course, your brain is going to notice how dirty it is on the floor if you're sitting on it and doing something with your kid on the floor. And of course, your mind is going to start wandering to what you're going to make for dinner if you haven't decided what you're going to make for dinner. And of course, your mind is going to start thinking about project deadlines that need to get done before the end of the year, like if there's deadlines approaching. And of course, your brain is going to start thinking about the gifts that you haven't purchased and making sure that they're perfect if you haven't really set aside time to go Christmas shopping. Of course, right? The problem is not that your brain is thinking of all of these things. It's that you indulge in thinking about them longer than necessary. The problem is that you don't redirect your mind back to your decided focus, back to the commitment. The moment you notice your brain begin to wander, when you have the urge to check a notification or go quickly get the vacuum to vacuum up the floor or buy a Christmas gift when you're supposed to be focusing on a presentation that you're supposed to be giving sometime soon, right? Whenever you notice your mind starting to wander, which means you're no longer present, you need to pull it back in. I call this mind management. And this is one of the three C's that I focus on in coaching. It's control, right? And it's control over your mind and your time, right? A balanced life is one where you feel in control of your time and how you're spending your time. Your calendar is filled with things that you want to do, not things that feel like an obligation. And your mind is also not spiraling down the negative path all the time. Generally speaking, it has a positive tone, right? It has you thinking that you're enough, that you're good enough, that you're doing enough more than it doesn't think that, right? This is like the really practical part of coaching with me. We dive into actually how you control your calendar so that there's more space, more freedom, and how to end a lot of that negative kind of chatter that happens in your head. And one of the most effective ways to wrangle in your mind when it starts to worry and feel distracted during the holidays, it's just to stop exactly what you're doing, all the things that you're doing right there, literally pause and look around and think about one thing that brings you joy in that moment. Your Christmas tree, or the memory of decorating your Christmas tree, or the Christmas music playing, or the memory that you have of last Christmas when you went to visit your family and it was so much fun and it brought you so much joy. Now, of course, those things are directly related to the things that you can kind of see in front of you. But sometimes you might have to even zoom out a little further. And you might have to remember how deeply you love your children, how you wouldn't trade them for the world, how you are so lucky to be their mom. Oftentimes, I will actually repeat to myself, either out loud or in my head, like, wow, I love my life, or I love this kid. You actually have to practice thinking joyful thoughts in the moment. That's going to redirect your mind back to the present. That's how you're going to create more joy. When you think about your life from the perspective of how it brings you joy, more so than how it doesn't. Right? Now you might think, if I was truly happy, if I was truly feeling joy, shouldn't I just naturally have those thoughts? Shouldn't I just naturally focus on the things that bring me joy if I had a life that was actually filled with joy instead of the things that bring me anxiety and so forth? No, that's my answer. No, you actually have to train your mind to see joy. You have to practice thinking joyful thoughts and letting go of the ones that aren't joyful. Now, I have a set of tools that I give my clients to help them build a perspective of their life that actually makes them feel joyful and satisfied and abundant and valuable and confident. And then I also teach them a set of tools on how to redirect their mind back to those thoughts when their mind isn't there anymore. Because this is how you actually control your happiness. This is how you control your presence, where life stops feeling like it's happening to you and you are living reactively, but instead you are in the driver's seat. You are experiencing all of the wonder and goodness that your life has to offer you. If your challenge is not just being present and experiencing joy during the holidays, but it is also being present and experiencing joy all year long, please, please don't let this year end without scheduling a call with me so that you too can learn these tools and make 2025 the most joy-filled, memory-making, love your life experience it possibly can be. I still have a few spots to talk to you and a few openings in my calendar to coach you. You can learn more about coaching with me one-on-one or the Ambitious and Balanced Group Coaching Program, which launches in February, by going to my website, www.RebeccaOlsonCoaching.com. And from there, you can also book that free coaching call with me. Now, next week is going to be extra special because it is our 200th episode here on the Ambitious and Balanced Working Moms podcast. I can't even believe it. So make sure you are subscribing so you can immediately get that download next week. And if you know any other working mom that can use help right now, that can use this particular episode about being present and having focus and really enjoying the holidays, please, please pass it along. This is an abundant community of working moms that are all over the world, and we are many, many thousands strong. So share the love and join me next week. Until then, let's get to it. Before we wrap up, I want you to picture what you want 2026 to feel like. More presence, clearer priorities, a calendar that actually reflects your values, and success that doesn't come at the expense of joy. That's the work that we do inside Ambitious and Balanced. It's a program designed for working moms who want to feel in control of their time, confident in their decisions, and fully present in the lives that they're living. If that's what you want more of this next year, the next step is to schedule a work-life balance strategy call. On this call, we'll talk through where you are, what you want 2026 to look like, and whether or not this program is the right place to support you. You'll find the link in the show notes. I can't wait to talk to you. And until next week, let's get to it.